Chapter 3. Mr. Utterson went back to Dr. Jekyll's house. The butler opened the door. "I need to see Dr. Jekyll," said Mr. Utterson. The butler nodded and let Mr. Utterson inside. They walked through Dr. Jekyll's house and into the garden. The laboratory was on the other side. Inside, there was science equipment everywhere. There were lots of bottles of liquid in different colours. Mr. Utterson found Dr. Jekyll next to the fire. He did not look well. He looked very sick. He did not look surprised to see Mr. Utterson. "There is news," said Mr. Utterson. "Mr. Hyde killed someone."
"Yes," said Dr. Jekyll. "I know."
"How do you know?" said Mr. Utterson. "Did you see Mr. Hyde?"
"I do not want to see him ever again," said Dr. Jekyll. "I have a letter."
"Does it say where we can find Mr. Hyde?" said Mr. Utterson.
"No," said Dr. Jekyll. "No one will ever find him."
Mr. Utterson took the letter and read it.
"It is from Mr. Hyde," said Mr. Utterson in surprise.
"How did you get it?"
"It came to my door," said Dr. Jekyll.
"The police will be very interested to see this letter," said Mr. Utterson. "Where is the envelope?"
"I burnt it," said Dr. Jekyll.
"That is very strange," thought Mr. Utterson. "Is Mr. Hyde a bad man?" said Mr. Utterson. "Did he want to kill you and steal all your money?"
"Yes," said Dr. Jekyll.
"I knew it," Mr. Utterson said. "I never liked him." Mr. Utterson left Dr. Jekyll's house. On the way out, he saw the butler.
"When did this letter arrive?" he asked.
"What letter?" said the butler. "There was no post today." "That is very strange," thought Mr. Utterson. Mr. Utterson went to his office. He looked at the letter from Mr. Hyde. "I recognize the writing," he thought. He had a letter from Dr. Jekyll on his desk. He compared the writing. It was the same. "Dr. Jekyll wrote both letters," thought Mr. Utterson. "Why did he do that? Why did he lie?" Nobody found Mr. Hyde. Dr. Jekyll began to look better. The three friends, Dr. Lanyon, Mr. Utterson, and Dr. Jekyll, began to spend time together again. Everyone was very happy. But one day, Mr. Utterson went to visit Dr. Jekyll. The butler answered the door.
"I'm sorry, sir, but Dr. Jekyll does not want any visitors," he said.
Mr. Utterson was worried. He went to see Dr. Lanyon, but Dr. Lanyon was not okay either.
"What's the matter?" said Mr. Utterson.
"I saw something terrible," said Dr. Lanyon. "It scared me to death. I cannot speak about it now, but I wrote you a letter."
"Dr. Jekyll is sick too," said Mr. Utterson.
"Do not talk of Dr. Jekyll," said Dr. Lanyon.
"You are ill," said Mr. Utterson. "I will leave you to get better." Soon after, Dr. Lanyon died. Mr. Utterson was very sad. Dr. Lanyon left Mr. Utterson a letter. He was not allowed to open it yet. He must wait until Dr. Jekyll died.
"This is so very strange," thought Mr. Utterson. "I want to open the letter now, but I am not allowed. What is going on?"